Gimel Aleph, about nine lines on the bottom. So we finished the din of Rava. Now the more is going back to our Mishnah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, lo yishanu el mitkanas ezav eilech. This halacha that a psula has to get married by a revi was only after Ezra's tekana, because that was what they didn't would sit be kavias on a Monday and a Thursday was tekanas Ezra. She'ein, but he didn't kavuim ella b'sheni u'b'chamishi. That was his tekana. You have to, every city has to have that, which added in some places and subtracted in some places possibly. I will cut him tekanas Ezra. She'but he didn't kavuim b'chol yom. Now, Rashi says it wasn't they said every day, but the level of kvius was equal. There was nothing unique about a Monday or Thursday. Either they said or they didn't sit. But whenever they sat, they said. So then Ishani says, B'chol Yom. So there was no halacha of getting married Dafkan Revi. The Gemara says, Kadam Tekan Ezra, Maida Hava Hava. Like, what is, you know, he's telling me a piece of history. Like, well, why is it relevant? Whatever it was, was. Hachi Gomar. If the situation will revert back to what it was then, then there's no halacha of Yom Revi. Okay, the more said one second, but we said back in our Mishnah why that Yom Revi really had two elements to it. One was the bez, another one was because of the fact that the chamer were shakdu to make sure that they had a nice suda. Habeinan shakdu. We said before that the chamer were shaked. They worked diligently to create a situation where the suda would be appropriate. So our answer is the triachle. If he had prepared the meal, normally we say that they don't necessarily prepare for before Shabbos. They save it after Shabbos. But if he did, so he could marry her on Sunday or Monday.
So that's at odds with what we would, you know, with our mission. No, I mean, no, it's because we didn't give the option before for the Yom Rishon.
Correct. In other words, once the Zomim are baking a tekana due to the Bezdin situation, which now was introduced by Ezra, so they were kaveya dafka Yom Revi because the average people were not preparing beforehand. But once the tekana is irrelevant, so even though we have this separate requirement of shaktu, so as long as you fulfill the requirement of shaktu, you can do whatever you want.
Well, okay, but that would mean that the you know, so I understand, why didn't they just say, look, you get married on Wednesday, you can get married on Thursday.
I'm saying, what now? That it's all the way around. We're saying that the Iker Tekana was because of Bezdin. Once they were mistaken because of Bezdin, they had two choices. They chose Yom Revi over Yom Rishon. We do have this.
Wait, why not make it both?
But he's saying that there was that's what Rishon Yitzchok is telling me, that that's not true. The Tekana was not tied to Shaktu, was a freestanding requirement, not tied to a day. So as long as you meet the requirement of Shaktu, you meet the requirement of Shaktu. When we're making a Tekana of a day because of the issue of Bezin, so we chose this day because that was the best way to keep Shaktu. Okay, my Shaktu, what was this? What is this required? Where did we see this din of Shaktu? So, like we said before, the Tanya, Mibnei Ma Omru Basul Nisis the Yom Revi. So then Echad B'Shabbos would be the same thing. Revi is Kainso. And then he would be Kainos on Yom Revi. Now, so that's the point we want to bring on the Braisa. We'll quote the whole Braisa, which then leads into a separate discussion. The Brayis continues, it says, "Umi tzikana ve'elech, nogu ha'om lichnes b'shlishi, v'lomichu b'yodim chachomim." The Mora is going to say, you know, it sounds like, as presented, that when Yom Revi was dangerous, so the people on their own decided that's not a good idea, and they chose Yom Shlishi, and the Chumman didn't say anything. And the Mora is going to ask them that, you know, if it's Tzakana, so we should tell them to change. Ubesheni lo yichnois. But even so, when they move from Yom Revi, because of Zakana, we don't want them to get married in Yom Sheni because of Shaktu. If Shlishi works, at least some element of Shaktu should still be accomplished. But if that's even Yom Shlishi is problematic, and only Yom Sheni works, so it works. That the first time they should be together, but we have to move the date and of the chasta, would result that the first time they're going to have be it together will be Leil Shabbos. That we cannot allow, because the breaking of the psulim makes a chabura, and that be also to do.
We're saying if it's a tukana, they should tell chasin he should change.
If it's a sakana, not a takana. If it's a sakana. Okay. So the Mora says, my sakana. What is this sakana that the Brayis is referring to? So, okay, we've Rosh Hashanah is a statement. We proved it from the Brayis. Now we're going to talk about sakana mentioned in the Brayis. Okay. Yeah, let's see Rashi first. Just close up that piece of Gemara. Four lines on the bottom on Gimel and Aleph. Shabbat didn't become a Kalyan. Klemmer Shakri is Kalyan and Shabbat. Not that they said every day, but all the days are equal. It doesn't make sense that Ezra came along and said, listen, come now, they were sitting every day. No, only said twice. That wasn't his point. His point was the guarantee that it would be available, not to detract. They would sit as whenever. So before they would sit as whenever. Well, being shocked, she tarech besuda shloshim. Chaim said that the suda has to be prepared for 3 days. The treich lay im tarech lifnei haShabbos matikin tzarchei suda the kaitzim becha b'Shabbos. If prepared beforehand, that would work. Or b'sheder b'Shabbos. Okay, my shocked. Where is this quote of Shaktu that we learned that you're quoting from, that you're asking from? The Makshinan Le Hacha that you ask from that over here. Imishum the Amr Shmuel El less on the Oisve Mina La Murah Achrina. If it's because Shmuel said it, which is the way Rabbi Yosef presents it, Shaktu Chacham Al Tchanas Menas Yisrael, that was Shmuel's statement. You can't ask on Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak, what about, you know, from Shmuel? There is a Tosis in Deya and the Tesser Yud. The Gemara asks over there, Tosis says that the Gemara will ask from a first generation Amora to later generations of Meroyim. In general, the later Amorim did not like to argue with Rabbi Shmuel. So they will ask from Rabbi Shmuel, similar to what you would ask from a Mishnah. But I don't know when Shmuel Yitzchak was, when he lived. Well, so I'm not sure if Rashi's arguing or not.
But wouldn't there be a question anyway of like, well, then how do you read the Mishnah? About, you know, so, you know, why can't they get, you know, married on Monday?
Or yeah, on Sunday? It's a fair question, but they said we don't know the answer.
Right.
The more is explain that. The Mishnah Yichlis Bishil Oisus Sakana. But we don't say that once the you can't do Revi, everything is open. If Shlishi is an option, you have to do Shlishi. Vein tzarech laker b'shilo tekanas hachamim el yom echad v'yitarech mias shnei yomim b'tzarech yisuvim. If the sakana of Revi can be alleviated by moving back to Shlishi, you can't move back to Sheni. V'machmas ha'aynis l'kamam meforish. If it's the first bee is going to will be we will not allow that to take place on Leli Shabbos. Okay. Zotig more. My sakana. What do you mean when you say there is a sakana? Ilema the Amri Basula Hanisei Sliyamar V Tehoreg the government made this decree. Anybody who fulfills the tikkun of the chabim to get married in Revi will be killed. Nagu legamri naakre. It sounds like we keep the tikkun in place, and we really would like them to get in Revi. But the mice, the people were naive like that, and we didn't stop them. The chabim should say, "Excuse, don't get married."
So that's a weird takana. Was that like their holiday, or
why would they make such a rule? I'm not sure if they did or they didn't. The Morse is saying if there would be such a thing. Ella Morse says, so what is this takana? Amar Rabba the Amri Psula Nisus the Amr V Tibal Lehagman Tchila. They did introduce a decree that every woman, as she's going to be taken to her husband for the nisuin, would be taken to the governor for relations first. Mor says, "Hi sakana, there's no danger to life. There's oinasu. The problem is over here. There's a problem which is forcing us to move to a different day. We don't, obviously don't want that to take place, but there's no danger, there's no life, it's not life threatening." The Mor says, "No, there is. Mishum de ikats nois, de masa narshayo, the katala. They'll refuse the hegman, and then their lives are in danger." Vasil de sakana. Okay. The Mor says, "Velikul lijazu da nishari." That we should tell the women that whatever happens with this fellow is irrelevant. It doesn't answer her to her husband, and they should not refuse. Just they do it by honest. They should not refuse it because they're endangering their life improperly. Okay. The Mor says, so what are we saying? We're saying, listen, let's keep Yom Revi, because that was just to come up, and there's no life-threatening issue over here. The situation does not create any halachic issue to the husband. And this will pass, and we'll be back to Yom Revi being, not being undermined. Mor answers, Ikeprutzois, Vikanami kahanois. There are we're concerned there are some women which are going to go willingly, so we do not want this situation to be accepted. And there are women which are kahanis, which will be offered to their husbands. So therefore, we say let's move it out. We're going to accept the idea of moving to Yom Shlishi.
It isn't, don't you have the same issue, though, that, in other words, you were saying before that, Nagu Ha'am, why didn't the Chacham say, get up and say, don't do Wednesday?
Okay. Well, Akre, so why do we just have Nagu and Lamicha Chachamim? The Chacham should be accurate. It said there's no takana of Revi. The Mora says gzeira of either the butler with the kata drabonan becoming gzeira lawyer queen. And the nature of these gzeiras is they don't last. We did not want to undermine the takana. So we left it in place, and we were encouraged it, but we sort of like indicated that we're not going to enforce the takana at this point in time. The Mora says, but if everybody moves to Shlishi, so the Hagman's not stupid, right? So the Hagman will come and take the women on Shlishi. So Miseka Loy Akar Navshe. He knows Yom Revi. This was the Kana of the Chachamim. There are women out there getting. So he'll go out and look for look for it. But for Shlishi, which has not been an established day, so we gained by not making Shlishi the established day that he's not going to necessarily think it's worth it his time to some go in the prowl to look for women. Okay, so that deals with the first step of the Braisa, which says if there's Niskana Be'elech, they were Nogu and Yom Shlishi, but however Shani not, like we said before, but Shaktu is not it's not an all or nothing proposition. As much as we can get in it that the Suda should be prepared properly, we should do so. Okay. And that's why Sheni not. Now the Bryce then, however, said that Vimach was earnest is mutter, Vishen lo yichlus, Vimach was earnest is mutter. Some more wants to look at that, but let's see Rashi. Nogu. So it's read a question. Nogu. It's kind of the first you're dealing with a situation which is life threatening. Vata Marta Nogu Litzus Biyam Shlishi. They just were noyig of a meaker revi the gamri lo oker but chum weren't oiker revi. We should give them different days. Moore says that they said no. The Tibol Hagman Tchila. Literally, the Anushari. The Nivelas Boynus Ena Neseres Al Bala. Yifin LeKamon Perak Dalad. Maybe he learned his pasuk that the case of the Saita, she wasn't. She's also her husband because she wasn't forcefully taken. Means if she had she been forcefully taken, she'd not be also her husband. Well, them so not shall the katala the misa. Therefore, they won't be. They will not be moshe nefesh. Seeker prutzes the makilin and lahu of the beratzin minaseras avalei and the women which might be agreeable to the hegman. So you'd rather not get involved in that situation. They're going to, rather than lose their husband, they might try and refuse the Heckman, and that's going to change their lives. The worst of the Akri Hal was even the Sakana versus Sakana. We should just totally remove the Sakana. No, that we know that the Xer we bought them. Okay. Bashishinami Osiboil, Kim and the Yoda, she's skill a lino Bashishi. Once the Hagman knows that they come in Yom Shlishi, they move to Yom Shlishi, she'll come then. So It sounds like every Kol Zman that the Takana was being kept, he assumed every Yom Rivi there's somebody getting married, he would come look for a woman. But in Yom Shlishi, he didn't feel that it was worth it to start looking for that purpose. Tosis deals with it over here. This is a very important, famous Tosis. That Tosis says there's a din of Yarg Val Yaver. Yarg Val Yaver by Gilei Raiyos. So what does it mean, Onas Shori? Right. So Tosis is the Rebbeinu Tam is Machadash over here. It doesn't. There's no chiyuv. There's no din misa on bilis. It touches mitzri. It means be of a goy. And the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin by Esther and Achashverosh. The Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says Esther prefer Hesia Hava. That's the Gemara's kasha over there. So that's the kasha. The kasha is that's going to arise. Right. So you see, even if the more only has the kasha, nitzad, there's still some element of a chil Hashem because it's prefer hesya. So it'd be a chiyuv b'siras nefesh, like any aveira in a case where it's prefer hesya, not because it's going to arise. But if it's not going to arise, it's not going to arise. So the situation where there's no din, so she's not also the baala. So that's how the Tosa brings the Rivom argues, etc. Tosa brings the Halacha Lemaisa. Rabbeinu Tam was matter a case of a woman, Bas Yisrael, who had been married, and then she was Hamer Das, and she lived with a goy, and eventually she did tshuva, and the goy became a ger. And then her first husband had not kept her anymore, but there's an Isra Bech on the Baal Bech on the Boil, so she should be also to the Goy. And he says, no, the Goy was Megayer, and that he allowed her to marry the Goy. There's no Isra Bech on the Boil, because there was no Isra the Baal, there's no Isra to the Boil. The Reino Tam was matter this woman to marry this Goy who became a Ger.
So that would suggest that the concept of well, maybe I've got this wrong, that in Gerus, the concept that it's a different person
would not have taken off that Isser, correct?
Would not apply.
Right, because it's not an Isser of the Kekantra no dummy takes away Isserim, which are based on relationships. Right, Kurva, he's no longer related. No, we have the Isser is an Isser of Kurva. Right.
Just to tease that one more step, if I may.
Okay.
Brother and sister. The Gaia.
So there's Midaraisa, there's no Isur. There's a certain case of Chama Asur. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, okay. The Brisa said b'sheni lo yichnos v'machmas oynos is mutter. That, but b'sheni you came with the sheni, but if it's machmas oynos, if that's forced, so that's then it's mutter. So my oynos, what is the oynos? Ilei mahoda moron. If the oynos is what we said before, what we were talking about before, tibol the hegman tchila. And now we're saying that Yom Sheni has become problematic. Excuse me, Yom Shlishi has become problematic as well. The Hagman is now coming regularly on Yom Shlishi, and therefore we move back to Yom Sheni. So it would be strange. So why would we change the language? It says if Yom Shlishi and now was a Sakana, we should do the same way Revi was a Sakana. Shlishi should be a sakana, not an oinus. Mesu hotzim nogu hachamutter. And there uses the language of nogu, and here uses the language of mutter, which that would be since there is a din of shaktu, which says we should not move back to Yerim Sheni either. So, but we're not going to undermine our din of shaktu. But if Nagu was Nagu, the language should be the same language. So it can't mean that this is the same issue as before. So Marava, so rather this was something else. That Dharmi Sartsua Bola ear. That the army was coming in. So the army was coming in, and Israel was there to take provisions. So you made this wonderful meal, you're going to take away the meal. So they're saying that the Sartzwa is coming on Yom Shlishi, so then if that's the, they were informed that the Sartzwa will come on Yom Shlishi, they can move it back to Yom Shem. Some more says, Hechidami. What's the case? Ida Osev Chalif, he comes in and he leaves. Liakim, we should wait till the following week. Tamura says, Lutsiho da Osi Bekava. He's coming and he's staying. So we're not going to wait till the fellow finally leaves. The Mor says, Megimel Mia Lichnois. So what do you gain? So if the case was, so the more right now is assuming that the issue was, forget about the case of the Sakana. Right now the issue is not revived because that they'll come, he's coming in Yom Revi. So the more says, so move back to Shlishi. So the more answers, Asparva Dide Megimel Ka'asu. If the general comes on Yom Revi, the people which come to prepare for his coming come on Yom Shlishi. Okay. So that's the first pshat. The second pshat leads us into a whole omid of a plus of halachas. So let's see Rashi. Hasam Nagu. Bashma Rubam Nagu Hachamutr. Now I should look at it in the Chachila. The language of the question the more wasn't the word the Chachila. V'acha Kamatama, this is the question. Hacha says Mutr Ktani. The Mashim Yimalach Ishachidi Bebezin Yatiraloi. Avon Nagu Loi Ktani. So Nagu is a stronger lashon. Nagu means this is what is done. Mutter means if you ask, we'll tell you what to do. But otherwise, if you're not asking, we're going to assume you're going to do it on the regular day. Sartzov Bali here. V'chatzvu tzarchei suda me'asher yimso. And they're going to grab to take all of the food. V'chalav, if he's coming and leaving. Lach revi after revi. La'akim ad yom revi shal Shabbos abo. Wait till next week. If the problem is Yom Revi, it's getting married to Yom Shlishi. Ispar b'didei. Chel mashorsov hamachinim lo yitzarch yisuda. They come early. Lashon Laz is called Hir Naish. Fine. Okay. So that's the first shot. Okay. So the Moore's second shot moves away from the onus of dealing with the goyim to the onus of one of the chassan, the kala became an ovel. And that's going to be the more is going to deal with the whole omen plus of dealing with that halacha. We told it here.